In the olden days of King Arthur, of which that Britons speak in great honour, all was this land fulfilled of fairy. The elf queen, with her jolly company, danced full oft in many a green mead. This was the old opinion, as I read. I speak of many hundred years ago, but now can no man see no elves more. For now the great charity and prayers of limiters and other holy frayers that search in every land and every stream, as thick as motes in the sunbeam, blessing halls, chambers, kitchens, bowers, cities, boroughs, castles, high towers, thorps and barns, shippens and dairies, this maketh that there be no fairies. For there as wont to walk in was an elf, there walketh now the limiter himself, in undermailis and in mornings, and says his matins and his holy things, as he goes in his limitation. Women may go now safely up and down, in every bush and under every tree. There is no other incubus but he, and he ne will not do them but dishonour. And so befell it, that this King Arthur had in his house a lusty bachelor, that on a day came riding from the river, and happened that, alone as she was born, he saw a maiden walking him before, of which maid anon maugre her head. By very force he raft her maidenhead, for which oppression was such clamour, and such pursuit unto the King Arthur, that damned was this knight for to be dead, by course of law, and should have lost his head. Peradventure such was the statute, though, but that the queen and other ladies more, so long prayed in the king of grace, till he his life him granted in the place, and gave him to the queen, all at her will, to choose whether she will him save or spill. The queen thanked the king with all her might, and after this thus spoke she to the knight, when that she saw her time upon a day. "Thou standest yet," quod she, "in such array, that of thy life yet hast thou no surety. I grant thee life, if thou canst tellen me, what thing is it that women most desiren? Beware, and keep thy neckbone from iron. And if thou canst not tell it me anon, yet will I give thee leave for to gone a twelvemonth and a day to seek and lure an answer sufficient in this matter. And surety will I have, ere that thou pace thy body for to yielden in this place." Woe was the knight, and sorrowfully he sigheth. But what? He may not do all as him liketh. And at the last he chose him for to wend, and come again right at the year's end, with such answer as God would him purvey, and takes his leave and wendeth forth his way. He seeketh every house and every place, where as he hopeth for to find in grace, to learn what thing women loven most. But he ne could arriven in no coast, whereas he might find in this matter two creatures according in fair. Some said women loven best riches, some said honour, some said jolliness, some rich array, some said lust abed, and oftentimes to be widow and wed.